best fit from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
We're joined on the line by Mike Ireland. A big good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're good. After a big afternoon yesterday at Salter Oval. Now, tell us the results. Some massive score lines.
Yeah, it was, actually, and very surprising, actually. I thought Harvey Bay would win the main game, of course, but very surprising that the way they won the game was, as I said, very surprising. And look, four old brothers are going to go back to the drawing board now and work out how they're going to compete with Harvey Bay. Well, any side, how they're going to compete with Harvey Bay, because they're certainly the side to beat in 2016.
Now, the top four, the way it's looking so far, is going to be Harvey Bay, Brothers, Waves, and, of course, Wests as well. You're expecting Harvey Bay to make the final after that performance yesterday, but who do you think is going to be challenging them in the grand final?
Well, after yesterday, the talk around the place is obviously Waves Tigers, because they've... they won pretty well yesterday against, and I must say that they were very completed yesterday East. But I think the way that the form at the moment has definitely got to be Waves and Harvey Bay. But of course, we've still got a couple more rounds to go, and then we've got the semi-finals. West of the Dark Horse, I think they certainly they won on the weekend again down at Wallaroos on Saturday. So after they got defeated last week by Harvey Bay, so. Look, I think after yesterday, Brothers a bit of a worry. I mean, they certainly missed Mac Templeman in 2016. So I think really, with a couple of rounds to go, as I said, in the semi-finals, it looks like probably Waves and Harvey Bay, with the dark horse probably West at this stage.
That'll be a cracker grand final. Now, you've got a bit of an exciting announcement, the grand final. When is it? What date is it?
Yeah, the grand final's on Sunday, the 11th of September. Of course, at Salter Oval. And, we're going to broadcast it live out of Salter Oval in 2016. It was done a couple of years ago. And I think it's exciting news for people, particularly down the Harvey Bay, Maribor area, that can't get up to the game. And you guys and along with a couple of professionals are going to do the job.
What do you mean a couple of professionals and us? We're professionals too, Mike. Well, sometimes.
No, it will be good. We're going to have some exclusive coverage on the day, broadcasting a couple of hours beforehand and afterwards as well. So if you can't actually get to Salter Oval, if you're out and about, of course, our phone app and website, or of course your radio, you can stream the game live online and check it out and not miss a second of the action.
Yeah, it should be a good grand final. As I said, still a few weeks away. But as I said before, after yesterday, I think if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on Harvey Bay at this stage. We've only lost one game all year, and that was by 2 points, the first match down at Harvey Bay, the Brothers. So they're certainly the side to beat.
Where are you going to put your money on tonight's NRL match, on the Titans or the Sharkies, Mike?
Well, as I said yesterday, it's a bit of a danger game for the Sharkies, this one, because the Titans are going very well, and... sometimes we know what the Sharks have done over the last, 15 rounds now, isn't it? They've won.
Yeah, 16
rounds,
in a row tonight,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
Who's counting, though?
Tonight, isn't it?
Well, yeah, who's counting, though, Mike?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's the important one's the one in the first weekend in October, isn't it?
So, true.
But full credit to the Sharkies. They're going very, very well. And but I think tonight they really have to play well to beat the Titans. And I'm just going to go for the Titans by a couple of points.
Oh, so am I.
What about your Broncos? What's going on with them?
Hello, bit of static.
Might have to leave it there. Well, mate, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. Of course, BRL action happens every Sunday out at Salter Oval. And as Mike just mentioned, you're going to hear the grand final live on Hits 939. Have a good day, Mike.
Thanks, mate. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.